Helen Frankenthaler, Mother Goose Melody. On October 29, 1952, I placed a 7-by-10-foot piece of untreated canvas on the floor of my studio and began the largest painting I had ever undertaken. Jackson Pollock's approach appealed to me enormously, that dance-like use of arms and legs in painting, being in the center of the canvas, relating to the floor. After roughing in a few charcoal marks as a guide, I poured highly thinned oiled paint from coffee cans directly onto the canvas, as if I were drawing with color. I had no plan, I just worked. At the end of the afternoon, I climbed on a ladder and studied the painting. I wasn't sure what I'd done, but I was sort of amazed and surprised and interested. I had discovered a new way of making art. I called it soak stain, and people said that it gave a sense of perpetual movement while at the same time joining image and ground. Mother Goose Melody in some ways alludes to childhood. I started a picture and simultaneously, and one is fortunate when these magic moments happen, I was caught between the making of an abstract picture and the emergence of certain images. Suddenly, this goose shape seemed to appear, and I needed 3 black verticals, and the picture was balanced in a very imbalanced, crazy way. I knew at the time that these 3 vertical shapes were the 3 Frankenthaler sisters. The red and black lines make a sort of stork figure. The whole thing had a nursery rhyme feeling. At the same time, though, it had nothing to do with my youth. I was in some sort of fairy tale, and I was essentially just making a picture. I call many of my paintings well-ordered collisions, where shape and drawing become one. My decision-making process is wholly unregimented. There is no always, no formula. There are no rules. Let the picture lead you where it must go. I want to create beautiful works of art, art that is beautiful because it moves you, art that adds to life, art that can shock at first, but also gives a sense of order, of recognition. I believe that art and life are separate, yet intertwined. You can try to be perfect in art, but being perfect in life is impossible. I think everybody has to accept one's own journey. Does life get better? Of course, one hopes one becomes more and more experienced or profound or stronger. Perhaps the work isn't better intrinsically, but I hope it reflects a combination of age, the worlds I have seen, my attitudes, fears, pleasures, and relationships. Every facet of one's reality is in one's work. Age, height, weight, history, nationality, religion, sex, pains, habits, attraction, and being female is one of many in this long list for me, but has never been a specific issue by itself. What you call female quality is a serious fact that I enjoy and part of a total working picture.